Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. And we left off yesterday about 10, 15 lines down on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. We had a discussion yesterday where we brought down the name of Rav and Shmuel that only on things that have either mixed inside of them from the five grains, the five minim, or you have extant pieces of the five grains, then you make a bar minim azonus on them beforehand and a al hamichya, the brach hasmein shalosh, afterwards. But for rice and millet, oriz and dochen, you do not make a bar minim azonus, but you make a shahakol niyebidvar. That's where we left off yesterday. So we begin about 10 lines from the top, lamed zayin, omed aleph, with the words, is that really true? For oriz, vidochen, lomir varchin, and bar minim azonos? It's what Rabbi Shmuel told us, that on rice and millet, you do not make a bar minim azonos for a tanya, but we learned that a brisa. That they brought in front of you bread that was made from orez. Again, we'll translate orez as rice, and dochen is millet. There are those that say it's the exact opposite. In any event, they have in front of you a bread that's made of rice, a bread that's made of millet, pas orez, pas dochen. The brice that states, Rav Shmuel or Maroyim, they don't normally argue with the brice, and the brice states, mevarech alav tchila v'sof, you make a bracha beforehand and afterwards. And you make the same bracha as you do for maisa kedera. And maisa kedera is a mezonos. Maisa kedera. Time we learned in a brisa that tells us that these cooked dishes over here with the five grains, so you make a bari minim mezonos beforehand and a bracha achas mein shalosh, which Rashi tells us over here means al hamichya. Note that Rashi over here says we're going to learn this later on in Daf Mem Dalet, and then he tells us what it is anyway. And later on in the Rashi, he just tells us this on Daf Mem Dalet. A few lines down here in the Rashi's on Daf, he just tells us, look at Daf Mem Dalet. So the Magid Taluma brings down over here that the reason why Rashi specifically says the first time is it's an al hamichya, because when we learn on Daf Mem Dalet, if Rashi just said, look over there, there are actually other girsos. There's one girsa al lechem yalakakola, or there's al hamozo yalakakola. So Rashi wants to let us know that we paskin, it's al hamichya yalakakola. Like I'll call it. In any event, you see clearly from this brisa that the orez and dochen has the same exact din as maisa kedera, which is bari minim mezonos up front and an alamich at the end. So how do Rav and Shmuel answer this? So they would answer, kemaisa kedera below kemaisa kedera. In some ways it's like maisa kedera, but in other ways it's not like maisa kedera. In what way is it like maisa kedera? Kemaisa kedera, the mubarak and the love tchil of a soul. You make a bracha bishona, you make a bracha achrona. In that way it's like maisa kedera. However, below kemaisa kedera, it's not like maisa kedera in that the brachas are different. Deal about maisa kedera in regards to maisa kedera, bitchila bari minim mezonos. Then you make a bari minim mezonos first, ulubisof, bracha achsmein gimel. Then you make an alamichia afterwards. I'll always refer to the bracha achsmein gimel as an alamichia, but technically it could be an ala eight, or it could be ala gefen. But when we're referring to mezonos, it's going to be an alamichia, so I'll call it alamichia. So for maisa kedera, you make a mezonos, and you make an alamichia. Ve'ilu hocha, however, by rice and millet, by orez and docha and bitchila, you don't make a mezonos, according to Rav Shmuel, mevorech alav shahakol niyabidvaru, you make a shahakol. Well, besof, you don't make the bracha of alamichia, you make the unique bracha called borei nefashos rabos v'chesro non al kol masha bora. That's the girsa that we have over here in our Gemara. So in other words, you make a bari nefashos afterwards and not an alamichya. So let's discuss the bracha of bari nefashos for a second over here. So note that the girsa that we have in our Gemara is Masha Bara. And the girsa that we're familiar saying is Masha Barasa. So this is a machlokus between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. The Gra says our Gemara's girsa is correct and it should be Bara. The Magen Avraham says the girsa should be Barasa. The Mishnah Berurah says that both of them are correct, and whichever one you say is right. Nara, Venara, Pashte. So if a person has the custom to say Bara, like the Gra, he's fine. If he has the custom to say, like I would dare say most people do, it's printed in most of the Alamichyas, there's Barasa, like the Magen Avraham, that's also fine. Now, what does this bracha mean? So Tosfos over here has one interpretation that you read the word V'chesronam with Bari Nefashos. So in other words, it's you are Kodesh Baruch, you were Bari Nefashos Rabos, you made many, many lives, many people, many creatures, v'chesronam, and you also created them missing certain things, kimo lechem v'mayim. And therefore, the chesed that we're thanking you for, Hashem, is that you supply us with lechem and mayim, which are the essentials of life, the staves of life, the things that we can't live without. And then you also give us Masha Barasa, Lahachios Mem Nevish Kocha. You give us extra stuff. You give us luxury stuff, like apples, he says, Ukayosmem, but things like that, which a person could live without them. And therefore, that's what we thank Hashem for. You give us the essentials that you require us to have, as well as you give us luxuries that we don't need to have, but you're so great to us, you give it to us. And then he ends off with Baruch Heolamim, which the girsa that we have, that we say, is with not Baruch Atah Hashem. But he brings down from the Yerushalmi that you say Baruch Atah Hashem Heolamim, the whole machlokas, whether it's chayolamim or chayolamim, we say chayolamim. And in fact, some pass like this, the Rashba, the Vilna Gaon, and others, they say you should end off the brach with baruch atah Hashem, chayolamim, but the common minhag is to just end it off baruch chayolamim. There is a different version, however. The Bach brings down others that hold that you read it, Bari Nefashos Rabos, HaKadosh Baruch, you made many people. And then you read, V'chesronam HaKomasha Barasa, and included in them are missing things that they have, that you have created for them. So this will put the word V'chesronam going with the words after it. The bottom line is the same. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us all of our needs. I'll just conclude with a beautiful Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us chesronos? That sounds like it's not a good idea. So he says, no, it's beautiful. We are thirsty, and therefore we thank Hashem for making us thirsty, so we get to make a bracha and thank you. And in this way, he concludes the bracha beautifully. Baruch Hei Olamim. We thank you, Hashem, for letting us live in this world, but also letting us live in the world to come, by allowing us to make brachos, so that you give us not only Olam HaZeh Hanoah, but you also give us Olam HaBa. Again, a beautiful Chasam Sofer. So in any event, this is how Rav Ushmu would answer the question. They say there are two different things over here. One is we're like Maisa Kedera, or is Endochana like Maisa Kedera, and or is Endochana not like Maisa Kedera. So Gemara questions this again. Are you really correct, Rav Ushmu, in saying Ba'or is Lavka Maisa Kedera in terms of the bracha? I'll show you another brisa. Ba'atanya, it says Elohim Maisa Kedera. The following are examples of Maisa Kedera. And it tells us then four types of grains that are split. So it's Chilka, Targis, the Bach deletes the next word, Solas, because it really doesn't belong here. Zoriz, or some have the gear, so Zorid, and the Arson. So these, Rashi explain, are grains of wheat that are split either into half, that's Chilka. Targis is into three, probably from the root Trey, or Try. And Solas, we delete. Zoriz means it's split into four, and Arson means it's split into five. So grain that is split into either half or into thirds or into quarters or into fifths, and as well va'orez that is split in this way, you make over here the bracha of Bari Minim Azonos and Al Hamichya. Now, this is directly against what Rav Ushmul said. So what are Rav Ushmul going to say? So they would answer, Hamani Rav Yochan ben Nuri. This Baisa is the Das of Yochan. Das of Yochan ben Nuri. There's a famous sheet that throughout Shas has halacha l'maisa ramifications of Pesach. The Tanya, it says more in Pesachim, the following Baisa, that Rav Yochan ben Nuri disagrees with the rabbis. And he says, Omer Orez min Dagonu. He holds that Orez is a type of Dagon. It's a capable of becoming chametz. Only the five grains can become chametz. The Rabbanim paskin that Orez and Dochen cannot become chametz. And therefore, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees, and he says Orez can also become chametz and has two major ramifications. Number one, if you eat it on Pesach and it's chametz, v'chayav v'lov chimutzu karis. This is an issa daraisa of karis, of eating chametz on Pesach. And number two, if you would eat a matzah made of Orez, v'adam yotzei b'yidecho v'osav v'pesach, it's real matzah. So therefore, it's either real chametz or real matzah, depending on whether it's chametz or matzah, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. According to the Chachamim, it's not real chametz, and it's not real matzah. And therefore, this opinion over here that says that Orez and Dochen, or really Orez, is like Maisa Kedera, that's only going according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. But the Chachamim disagree, and the Rav Ushmul hold the Chachamim. Avo Rabbanan lo. So therefore, that's how Rav Ushmul would get out of it. But again, the Gemara persists and says, Rabbanan lo, are you really telling me that the Rabbanan don't agree that Orez makes a Bari Min Mazonos and an Alamichya? So Gemara says, there's a Tosefta of a Tanya. It says there clearly, HaKosis is a Chita. If somebody goes and chews and eats a grain of wheat, Mivarech Alaya Bari Priyadama, you make a Bari Priyadama up front. Then, Tachada, if you were to grind it up, offer and bake it into bread, and then Ubishla, and then you cook this bread, Bisman Shaprusos Kayamos, if there are still pieces intact over here of the bread, Bitchila Mivarech Alaya, Motzi Lech Menaris, then it's bread, and you make a Motzi on it. And afterwards you bench on him. Gimel brachos. Gimel brachos is the terminology the Gemara uses for the three brachos of benching. Either four brachos in benching, so the fourth bracha, hatov ha-meitiv, is midrabanan. So therefore, we call benching three brachos, so three brachos d'araisa. It's interesting that midaraisa, we have to bench. The nusach was set up by the greatest of our leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masada, the first bracha. Hazon Hatzakol, Yoshua was Masada, the second bracha, Al Arzi Al Amazon, and David Ushlomo were Masaki in the third bracha, Ubnei Yushalayim. So there, in this situation, we say Gimu Brachos, that means the benching Daraisa. That's if the pieces are intact. Imeina Prusus Kayomos, however, if this bread that you then cooked, dissolved, it disintegrated, so then, Betchila, you no longer make Hamotzi. You only make a Bari Minim Mezonos. Mevarach Ala Bari Minim Mezonos. Ulbisof, and afterwards, you make an Al HaMichya, Ulbisof, Mevarach Ala, Bracha Chasmi, and Gimel. Now, That's if you go and chew wheat. Very good. Nobody disagrees with that. Hakosis is Oris. However, now here's the part where it's going to be a problem for Rabbi Shmuel. This same Braisa says that if you chew and eat the orez, the rice, mivorach alev, bari priyadama, you make a bari priyadama, and tochanu, if you were to grind it up, afo, and then bake it into a bread, and then a bishlo, and then you would go and cook it. So even afa pisha prusus kemos here, even though the pieces may be intact, so it was grain, it was wheat, you'd certainly wash and bench on it. But here, even if the pieces are intact, and certainly if they're not intact, haprusos kayamos even, nevertheless, betchila mavarech lava, bori mine mezonos, you make a mezonos. Kashon Rabu Shmuel, they say you make a shahako. And l'besov, mavarech lava, brachas mein shalosh, you make a al hamichya. So, money, who is this opinion? Oh, you want to tell me Elaim or Yochim Inuri? You want to tell me Rav Yochim Inuri's opinion? Hey, that's why. But the Chachamim would agree with Rav Shmuel. No, the Amar Ori is Min Dagan. If you want to tell me this is Rav Yochim Inuri who holds that this is Dagan, so then, if there are large pieces, Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, Ushalish Brachos Boy, Bruchai. Then, if this was Rav Yochim Inuri, you wouldn't get away with just a Mezonos and an Alamilchi. You'd have to say Hamotzi, and you'd have to bench. So, therefore, this opinion must be, this Tosefta must be El Lav Durabonini. This is actually the Chachamim. And they hold also Mizonos and Alamichya. Rav and Shmuel are Maroyim, don't normally argue. We don't say Rav Tanu Upali. We don't say that necessarily. And therefore, this Braisa is a Tiyufta, the Rav Shmuel, and we conclude Tiyufta. How much of a Tiyufta, Halach Lamais it is a big discussion in the postgame. Tosus brings down over here that this was only talking about Ores. But maybe, you know, Taka, for Dolchen, it's not a Tiyufta. And maybe we paskin like them for Dolchen. Again, amongst the Halach Lamais postgame, so there's a machlokis whether this includes Dolchen or doesn't include Dolchen. And finally, the whole question over here, Tiyufta, the Rav Shmuel, may be only going on part of it that they said. Remember, they made two statements towards the end of the Yeshayahu, Koshu Mechameshes Aminim, and then we said, Koshi Yeshba Mechameshes Aminim. So some suggest that this is only going to be a Tiyufta for them for when it is the majority. But if it's a minority agent, then if you have a minority of rice mixed into a Tarubis, then you would still make a Shahakol and you wouldn't make Barimun Mezonos. In the equivalent case, by grain, even if it's a minority, you would make a bar minzono. So some suggest, again, halach lamaisa, that we only say Tiyufta the Rav Shmuel for part of what they said and not for all of what they said. Again, we don't unfortunately have the time to go through great detail on the halach lamaisa, so we'll stop that discussion right now and continue in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amamar, hakosis is achitom, nevorachalav, alel bar priyadoma. He said, if somebody goes and chews on wheat, you make a bar priyadoma. Aye, votanya bar minzroim. Another brisa says you make a special bracha called Bari Mini Bizroyim. So Gemara says, Lokasha, that's not a problem because there we know we have a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned when we did the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda says you should make a specialized bracha always as possible. He's more for making a specific bracha where you can rather than more general bracha. So this brisa that says you make a Bari Mini Bizroyim, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Har Rabbi Yehuda he, Bahar Rabbanan, and our Mishnah, which says that you just make, in general, Bar Pri Adama, that would be the Rabbanan. Because it's not, because we already learned in our Mishnah, the Al HaYirakusu Omer, the Bachid is the word who. So on vegetables, the standard girsa that we have in our Mishnah is Bar Pri Adama. But Rabbi Yehuda made a specialized bracha there as well, Omer Bari Mine Dishayim. So here too, he says Bari Mine Zeroyim. He makes a more specific bracha. Then we have the second part of the Braisa that we requote now. Amamar, we said in the Braisa, Kosis is a Oris, if you chew and eat Orez, the rice, you make, according to the Braisa, Mavarachal Abar Priyadama, you make Abar Priyadama. If you were to grind it up, Tochano Afo, and then bake it, Ubishal, and then go cook it, so Afo Pisha Prusos Kayamos, even though there's still large pieces over here, then it's knocked down. And Betchila Mavarachal Abar Mini Mezonos, you make a Mezonos, Ulubisov, Bracha Achas Mein Sholos, you make an Al HaMichya. So that's the opinion that we brought down the Braisa. And that was the Tayufta to Rav and Shmuel. But the Gemara now says, well, Tanya, there is another Braisa that says, Libisof, lo klum, you don't make, it seems to say, lo klum, you don't make any bracha achrona. All the Mepharshim bring down, it means you make a bari nefashos. Why does it use the terminology lo klum? So the Shara Mitzion Ba'alacha brings down that this is a bracha that doesn't have a chasima, it's called lo klum. So therefore, since we ended off, barachheho lamim, it doesn't have a chasima, it's called lo klum. Now, the Shram Mitzvayanim brought this down in the name of the Rashba, and the Rashba himself says, I don't like this teretz, because he says that every single Birchas HaMitzvah, every single Birchas HaPeros, also doesn't end with a Chasim or Baruch HaTo Hashem. So you're telling me all of those are also called Lo Klum? So he says, since over here the bracha of Bari Nefashos goes on chesronim, on things that we're lacking, so that's why it's called a nothing bracha, because it's a bracha about nothing, about things that we are lacking. In any event, I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says over here to reconcile the difference over here. The first brisa that we brought down says that you make a alamichya, and now we bring down that you make nothing, i.e., bari nefasho. So I'm Rav Sheshes lokasha. This is the opinion of two different tanoim. Harav Gamliel, Harabon. What is that? The Tanya, because we have another Tosefta that says zaklal. This is the rule. Kol shu mishiva saminim. Anything that has within it the shiva saminim, the chitos, ora, etc. Rabban Gamliel omer shalosh brachos. You always bench. You always make it. If you eat any of the Zion minim, you always bench. Tosa is a very interesting problem. He says, very cute. He says that if you have to go and bench on the Zion minim, so the Zion minim includes wine, grapes. Now, if you eat the kezias of wine or grapes, so then you have to bench, according to Rabban Gamliel. But you have to bench ala kos. So you're going to eat another kezias or drink another kezias of wine at the conclusion of benching. So you're going to have to bench again. Oh, then you go and take another kos when you bench again. And ein l'davar sof, he says. Im kein, ein l'davar sof. You'll never end up. You'll have a glass of wine once in your life, and the rest of your life, all you'll be doing is benching on a kos, and then benching on a kos, and then benching on a kos each time. So Tosfos himself brings down the answer, that if you don't drink bikvius and the bracha that you're making, bar priya gofen, after the suda is not called the koveya suda, so that's why you don't have to bench on that kos as well. Others give a different teretz. Shita Mekubetza says that you can have two people drink it. Each of them will drink half of a shiur. One person doesn't have to drink the whole kos. You can have two people drinking it. In any event, we don't postulate this shita of Rabban Gamliel, but it's a very interesting question that Tosfos brings down. In any event, so Rabban Gamliel says you'd have to bench on any of the Zayin Minim, or Mishalosh Brachos. The Chum disagree. The Chum Rim Brachas Min Sholosh. You make an Ala Michya, Ala Gethen, Ala Eitz. Umaisa Rabban Gamliel, Vaskeinim, Shoyu Mesubim Ba'aliyah B'Yericho. One time Rabban Gamliel and the others a Kainim. This includes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, Rabbi Yoshua, were all in Yericho. And the Yericho is the city known for its Tamarim. And that's why they veal if named Kosovos. They brought in front of them dates. They brought in front of them these Kosovos. V'yachlu, and everybody ate it. V'nosa Rabbi Gamliel, Rishus Rabbi Akiva Levaruch. He gave Rabbi Akiva B'davka the Rishus to go bench. Why Rabbi Akiva? His Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, was there. So the Gemara says he knew Rabbi Akiva holds that you bench on dates if you fill yourself up with the dates. So therefore, he specifically had Rabbi Akiva bench because he wanted benching, like his shita. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? Kofatz ubarech. Rabbi Akiva, bracha achas mein shalosh. So Rabbi Akiva quickly went and was motzi everybody, but now with benching, he did an al ha'etz. He did the bracha achas mein shalosh. So everybody asked, why did Rabbi Akiva do this? So some of the farshim point out that he bedavka didn't eat it k'dei seviyah, in this way he wouldn't be mechayev over here to bench, and he didn't want to go and have Rabban Gamliel tell him, go and bench. That's why he was kofatz. He jumped in order not to embarrass Rabban Gamliel to say, no, we don't paskin like you over here, we paskin like the Rabban. So he quickly went and did it on his own, and this way he wouldn't embarrass Rabban Gamliel. But nevertheless, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said to him, Akiva, my Talmud Akiva, ad masay ato machnis rosh chobin machokis. Why are you getting involved in machokis over here? So the Vilna Gaon explains that Rabbi Gamliel was telling Rabbi Akiva, if you were to bench, you would be yotze even according to the Chachamim. And if you say an alo eitz, you're not yotze according to me. So why are you looking to get involved in machlokis? Be yotze everybody by benching. Why did you say an alo eitz? So Rabbi Akiva tells his Rabbi, I'm like Rabbeinu, Rabbi Gamliel, my Rabbi, Rabbeinu, all of our Rabbis, Afa Pishato McCain, even though you say you're supposed to bench, the Chavirech Omrim Cain, and your colleagues disagree with you, and they say make an ala eitz. Nevertheless, didn't the Rebbe teach us lidmar atonu rabbeinu? I always point out that's the lashon that you should say. You don't say you're wrong, Rebbe, but a person should always say didn't the Rebbe teach us? So lidmar atonu rabbeinu, Rebbe, you taught us when there's a machlokas between a yachid yourself, a rabbim, and the rabbim, any individual in the rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. Therefore, I have to go and paskin like the rabbim over here. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi, this is a continuation of the Tosef, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabban Gamliel, Kol Shuhu Mishivas Aminim. If anybody has something from the Shivas Aminim, V'lav Min Dagon, the Bach changes out instead of V'lav, V'lav Min Dagon, and it's not one of the Dagon who, or alternatively, O Min Dagon, or it's from the types of grain, V'lo Aso, Pas, but you didn't make it into bread. So in all of these situations, Rabbi Yehuda reported, the Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Brachos. Rabban Gamliel says, in this situation, you still bench. But the Chachamim hold, the rabbis say, the Chachamim omrim beracha achas. You only make a bracha achas main sholosh. You only make a alamichya. Then they say, kol she'eno lo mishiva saminim. If something is not from the shiva saminim, the lo min dogon, and it's also not min dogon. The Rashash brings down beautifully over here. He says, he wants to bring a raya that you see from the fact that it says it's not from the shiva saminim, and it's also not from dogon, that you see that some types of dogon are like Kusmin, Shibola, Shua, and Shipun are not considered from the Zayin Minim. He says only Chita and Sora are considered from the Zayin Minim. In any event, Kigon, Pas, Orez, V'Dochen, he says something like Orez and Dochen, Rice and Millet, What does Rabbi Gamliel hold? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Baracha Achas Bein Shalosh. You make an Ala Michya on Orez and Dochen. V'chacham Remim V'lo Klom. V'chacham say, you make a Bari Nefashos. Now, how are we establishing this price? V'mayu Kimta. Ki Rabbi Gamliel, we're saying that this is like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, that you make over here an Al HaMichya. Not like the Chacham that say, it's a Bari Nefashos. Now, Ema say for the Reisha. Now, go back to the Brisa that we had on Lamazayin and Malalith, where we had the situation where the person chewed the wheat, and then afterwards we said the second part was if he ground it up and he baked it and then he cooked it. So we said it depends. If they're prusas, then you make hamotzi and bench. Then ain't prusas kayamus, if they aren't pieces of the bread there, so then you make a bar minim zonos and an alamicha. B'tchilim v'varach aleh bar minim zonos, u'b'sal v'varach aleh b'ruach ha'achas b'in shalosh. Fine. Now, whose opinion was that? Money. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Gamliel, so wait a second. Hashta akosavos v'adaisa. He says you make even on porridge or on the kosavos, on the dates from the zayin minim, or from the five minim. So you make Amar Rabbi Gamliel Gimel Brachos bench. So certainly, Emein Haprutzus Kayamos Mibaya. Would you have to tell me that if there was real bread in there, even though the pieces aren't extant, that you'd have to make Hamotzi and to bench? So of course not. So then, who is this opinion? Elipshita Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan's opinion. Now wait a second. If this is the Rabbanan, Yachi Kashi the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. So then, if this Brisa is the Rabbanan, so then they said in the first way we had the Brisa that you make on Orez and Dochen, you make an Al HaMichya. And then the second Brisa says you make a Bar Nefashos. So which one is it? So Gemara says you're right. El Yolim Rabbanan. It really is the Rabbanan. V'tani Gabe Orez Ula Besof Einam Avarech Allah V'lo Klum. So the right way to read the first Brisa also was that the proper bracha on rice after the rice is a Bari Nefashos. And that's Halach L'maisa. That's what we do. On rice, if a person has rice, so he makes a Bari Minim Mazonos up front, but you don't make an Al HaMichya afterwards, you make a Bari Nefashos after you eat rice. Oh, very interesting discussion. What happens if a person makes a Bari Minim Mazonos on rice and then he takes out a cookie? So if he had in mind originally, so then he's yotzei the cookie. But if he didn't have in mind originally, he was going to have a cookie. So then he has to make another bari min mezonos on the cookie. Again, a lot of very, very important halacha lamaisa, things that we're not able to discuss over here. This was every now and then throw in something to pique your interest to go look it up. And here I'll give a plug. I have gone through the entire Mishnah Berurah, the sections on the first four and a half sections actually, and you can go on OU Torah online and listen to the shiurim if you want on these simonim in Shulchan Aruch, and hear a detailed explanation of the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, and many of the Dershu footnotes, and many of the other Nosei Kalim on each daf. Each shir is one omud of Mishnah Berurah, and each shir is under 20 minutes. Again, OU Torah, look it up under Dershu Mishnah Berurah or Mishnah Berurah. We continue the Gemara. Rava says, "Hai riato de chakloi." What is this riato de chakloi? So Rashi explains over here. This is the chavetz kedera. This is this porridge over here that we made with honey and wine and other things, and flour. And the chakloi means the bnei kfar. These are like the farmers, the people that live in the villages. The mavshe bekimcha. If they put in a lot of kemach, they put in a lot of flour, then the bracha is mevarach barmini mezonos. Why, my timer? This is me the ikka, because the flour is the ikka part. However, the farmers, the people in Mechuza, the lo mavshe bekimcha, they didn't put in so much flour, so mevarach lo shekol nevivro. So they only make a shahakol on their riata. Where it says, my timer, because dov sheikah, because the honey is ikra. However, Rava subsequently changed this. Rava said, no, in both places, both in the place of the chakloi, in the bnei kfar, and in the city of Mechuza, Idi the Idi, the Bar Min Mezonos. In both situations, you make a Bar Min Mezonos. In other words, whether you put in a lot of honey and a little flour, or a lot of flour and only a little honey, you make a Bar Min Mezonos. Why? Because this is based upon Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel, Dharma Tavayu, Kol She'esh Bo Mechamisha Saminim, that we never slugged up. Anything that was in it, the five grains, the Chita Sa'ora, the Kusim Shibol Shol, and Shipon, the wheat, the barley, the oats, the rye, and the spelt. So if you have all anything in from those five grains, other than with the exception I said for consistency uses, then you make a bar minim zonos. Baruch and Allah, bar minim zonos, and that is also the halacha lemaisa. Amar Rav Yosef, hay chavitza, this dish called chavitza. Rashi explains this chavitza is kein shal nyukuk. Now this looks like it's a Laz word, but the Metargum says that it's not a Laz word. It really means over here just something that's cooked together. And this is made in a way that you break up inside this pot over here bread. So it's basically a cooked bread. So this chavitza, this be pirurim kizayis, if it has pieces of bread in it that are kizayis, so then you wash a bench on it. If it has real pieces of bread in it, so then it's treated like bread. And and you wash and bench on it. However, if it's broken up so much so, the last bay pirum and kizayis, you don't have pieces the size of a kizayis, so then betchilim varachla bari minim and zonos, then you make a bazonus on it. Well, if you make a alamich, brocha achas mein shalosh. I'm Rav Yosef, where did I get this from? Rav Yosef is one that taught us this din about the chavitzas. He says, where did I get it from? It's a braisa. The Tanya. If somebody was bringing a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, so what does he do? So if he hasn't done this in a while, he has to make a shechianu. So he says, Omer, Baruch. Whenever we have in this Masech the Baruch, it almost always means Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shechianu, v'kimon, v'yonu, someone says, you make a shechianu. Baruch Hashem, you have the schus. Imagine if we could have the schus today to go bring a carbon mincha, how excited we would be. That's certainly a shechianu. If you go take this mincha now to eat it, here let's say the Kohen is allowed to eat the shrayim of the carbon mincha that Yisrael brings. Not only ochlon, so you make hamotzi on it because it's bread. And we learned over there in the braisa, v'kulam poses in kizayis, the proper way to break up the mincha that you bring is to break it into pieces, poses and also into, you break it up into pieces, but each piece has to be the size of a kizayis. So therefore, we understand why you make hamotzi lechem menorahs. Amalei Abai said, that implies, Elamayato, the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't break it up into large pieces, you break it up into very tiny pieces. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says, the Amar Parchin, Achimachzirun Sultan, when you break it up, you have a mitzvah to break up the mincha, you have to break it up into flour. So these pieces are much smaller than the Gazayas. Are you telling me over here, Kochanami, the low boy, Bruche, Moshe Lechman Aritz, that you don't make Hamotzi on the Korban Mincha that the Kohanim eat? Are you going to tell me that? Yeah, you don't. The chitay mochanami that you don't make it, but that's not true. But Tanya, we learned that if a person lokat mikulun kizayis viyochlon, if a person were to gather together the pieces, according to the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, that are small little pieces, it's like ground up into flour. It's like matzah meal over here. If you'd gather it all together and have a kizayis of it, now if it was chametz, you ate it im chametzu onish karis. That's an iser of karis. The matzo, and if in fact this was perfectly good matzah, or the miyotzi boyidech avos of Pesach, you could fulfill your obligation on Pesach with such pieces of bread. So clearly, even if they're not the size of a kizayis, according to the Tanavir Rishmol, you still would make hamotzi and a stomach you would bench afterwards. So you have a problem. So Gemara says, you know what we're talking about over here? According to the Tanavir Rishmol, you break it up into flour like, you have like matzah meal, but then bisho arson. And then you put it back together. So Rashi says, chazar v'govlon yachad. You knead it back together and then you go bake it again. Now it's pieces of bread. That's why you make hamotzi and you bench afterwards. Gemara says, okay, if that's so, ihachi, aim a sefer, then keep on reading. It says, v'usha achalon b'chdei achilas pras. You have to eat the kizayis within the shir of b'chdei achilas pras. K'dei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes you to eat a certain amount of bread. We won't go into the details of that right now, but it's a pras, the half of a certain amount of seudos of bread. In any event, that takes anywhere from, let's say, 2 to 9 minutes according to most poskim. So you have to eat this when it's not big pieces of bread. You have to eat it if it's less than if you eat the kizayis within less than a 2 to 9 period of time, then that is called, you ate it b'chdei achilas pras. Now, the language that we used over here, if you're telling me the issue of arson, that you kneaded it all back together and then baked it, so it's now in a block, so you shouldn't be using the lashon hay sha'achlon, that you ate them, you should have said sha'achalo, that you ate it, in the singular, m'boyle. So obviously, you must not have kneaded it all back together and baked it again. So Gemara says, you're right, Taka. You know, we're talking about over here, Biba milechem godol. It came from a large bread, and now you have pieces over here. But as long as you still have a large bread, so it's recognizable, so to say, as being bread, so therefore, the din is that you have to go and make a motzi and bench on it. How do we pass it? My Abiyullah. So Amar Rosheshes says, Hai Chavitza, this Chavitza that we've been talking about, Avo Gavdeles Bepiru and Kizayis, even though we don't have in it pieces of bread that are the size of a Kizayis, Mevarech Halav Amosi Lechem and Aris. We do make Hamotzi on it beforehand, and you bench on it afterwards. Amar Rava, Rava says, Vuhu the Iko Alea Toriso Dinamba. This is if you have still the appearance of bread. If you don't have the appearance of bread, then you wouldn't make such a bracha. You would make a Bari Mine Mizonos and an Alamichya. Then we have Truknin. So the Girsa that we have, the first opinion is Chayav and Bechala. And then Chiyosa Ravin, Amar Yochanan, he says Truknin is Patur min Achala. You don't have to go take Chala off it. In other words, it's not considered bread. Now, the Vilna Gaon just says over here, we delete the words Truknin, Chayav, and Bechala. And he says that the proper Girsa should be over here, Chiyosa Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Yochanan that Truknin are Chayav and Bechala. That's the whole Girsa. No, what are these truknin? My truknin. So Amar Abaye, this is kuva diara. This is in the oven. They would make like a hole in the bottom of the oven, and it would pour in the water and the flour over there, and it would bake in the oven in this fashion. And that's truknin. So the opinion says it's chayav and chalav because this is regular bread. V'yamar Abaye, Abaye said further, Trisa, this Trisa is Peturim in a Chala. This dish called Trisa is also exempt from Chala. It's not considered bread. So, my Trisa, what exactly is this Trisa? So, we have different opinions. Ika Diyamri, some say it's Gevil Miraseach. What is Gevil Miraseach? So, Rashi tells us over here, Nosnim Kemach Umayim Bekli. You put flour and water into some sort of utensil. Ubochashim Bekafi. You stir it up with a ladle. And then you pour it, Vishokhtan Alakira Kishihi Nisekis. You pour it onto a griddle when it's hot and it's going to spread out. So, it won't have the shape of bread. And therefore, it's not considered bread, it's not considered chayev in challah. Others explain that it's not gevil marseyach, mirasayach, ekad amre, it's nama dehindika. What is nama dehindika? So Rashi explains, this is a batzek, a dough, sha'ofen bishpud, you put it on some sort of a spit, and you put it into the fire, like a rotisserie, and you constantly are basting it over here with either oil or eggs eggs and oil. In any event, that also isn't chayev in challah. And the third opinion, v'ika d'yamrei, lechem o'asi l'kutach. This was bread that they baked. They put the dough in the sun. It was heated up by the sun, and they would use this for this dish called kutach, which was a dish that most of us probably wouldn't enjoy. It was basically spoiled milk that was mixed over here with this dip and this bread. In any event, those are the three opinions over here of what this teresa is. All three opinions would say that it's p'turim n'challah. Then we conclude today's share with the following. Tani Ruchi said, this lechem osi l'kutach, this bread that was being made for the kutach, it doesn't really have the status of bread, it's potim in a chala. We have another brice that says, oh, Tanya chaya b'chala. So how do you reconcile these two brices? They seem to be opposite each other. So Gemara says, hosom ki dekatani taima. There in that brice that said that your chayev in challah is, they gave you the reason why you're chayev. Taima, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda explained, ma'aseh mochichen olel. The way that it's made proves to you that it was made for the bread. Asah ke'ovin, if you made it nice and thick, in other words, you made it in a way that it's like bread, so then, chayev, then you're clearly showing you want it as bread, and therefore it's chayev in challah. But if you made it kelimudim, this is like Rashi says, kinesarim, like boards of some sort, and you're not makbid on its shape and its form, and you don't really care that it looks or doesn't look like bread, and you're not really using it as bread, so then in that situation, peturim, it doesn't have a chiyuv challah because it's not really bread. With this, we'll conclude today's shir.